The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock with Piscopo in New York City, baby.
Heaven knocking on the door that holds the throne.
Couple Jersey guys. Couple, three Jersey guys. Big Al's Jersey guy, too. Frank's on his way to Jersey from Staten Island.
I'm the only Staten Islander that's not.
You're the only one. Bruce, you take care of our road. Thank you, Al. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer, Joe, with my dad's glasses on. You see that, Georgie? You got a close-up on that? You see, these? My dad wore these glasses in 1958. I remember this. Bloomfield, New Jersey, baby. I remember he had an Oldsmobile. He had a Delta 88. It was black. And then before he went to the Chrysler 300, Robin Egg Blue convertible, and these glasses. I'm turning into my father, John Bromnick.
It's working well.
I think it's a good thing. Mr. Leader,
we all turn into our kids. Parents. There was actually a speaker who said, I'm going to save you thousands of dollars from psychiatric treatment. You are your parents.
Yeah, just deal with it. Just deal with it, right? You look good, John. How are you? Mr. Leader right there. This is the leader on the GOP side down the assembly in the great state of New Jersey. He does a great job. He's bipartisan. He's one of those great politicians that I tell you, when we bring politicians to the airwaves, there's only a handful that are public servants. John, you're one of them. I've seen you there.
Thank you.
I went down there. When I went down and I met, he goes, hey, Joe, come on, I'll meet you. You meet the governor. You go meet. He took me all around when they were doing an Italian-American event there in the, it was in the assembly,
yeah,
right?
It was, yeah, assembly chambers.
And then we went down there and took me down to what they call the caucus down on the Republican side, and we said hi everybody, and then you said we're going to across the DMZ, the militarized zone, and we went and we talked to all our Democrat
and
friends.
And the Democrats look up and go, what's Bramnick doing on this side?
You know.
And they see Joe Piscopo and say, we're good. That's, you get a pass when you're with Joe Piscopo, you're passed. Go ahead, right in, sir, not a problem.
You know what, it was great, they welcomed you, it was good, as it should be, John. The divide in politics, what's going on, brother? You know,
well, you know, it's unfortunate because people get in their corners and they don't want to hear what the other person says. And that's unfortunate because if you don't hear what the other people say, how do you come to any kind of compromise?
Yeah.
How would you like to do that in your family or your business?
Yeah.
Not listen to anybody else in your family, yeah, or your business.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what you'd accomplish? Nothing.
Yeah.
You have no relationships,
yeah,
and basically you would lose everything.
I got a great idea for a fundraiser, though. I want to get to the book. John wrote this great book I want to get to, but I think you should have a WWE like SmackDown match between Senator Sweeney and Governor Murphy. And you should referee it. And we should sell tickets.
I think Murphy's going to get hurt early in that. If you've ever seen Sweeney's a steel worker, I don't think Murphy's even coming out of his corner.
Close cage match.
If it involves Murphy raising taxes, he may get in.
Yeah, you know.
You know, like this. If you could put a tax on it, he might show up and wrestle.
What's going on down there with? Do you think Steve Sweeney? I have to ask you. I know it's tough for you to say because you really do. You keep a very nice demeanor with the governor, who's a very nice guy, and Steve Sweeney, the head of the Senate, who's another great guy. Will Steve Sweeney primary the governor in a Democratic primary in the state of New Jersey?
No. And the reason is because in a Democratic primary, you have to run to the left. And you can't run to the left of Murphy because he's as far left as you can get.
That's true.
So Sweeney is two in the middle to win a Democratic primary. But he's come up with some very good, smart ideas, mm-hmm, in terms of balancing the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's on the right path.
You know, this is John's book, by the way. He's one of the funniest lawyers in the state of New Jersey. By the way, the funniest lawyer. He got that award, and he's one of the funniest. Why People Don't Like You. This is a great book. You know, but I think that what we should do. And check, go close on that, George, if you would. We're on YouTube and Facebook right now. This is the book you want to get on Amazon from John Bramnick. Very, very funny. And I like his illustrations in it for, like, dumb guys like me.
My wife did all that.
She's
an artist.
Did she do that?
And actually, Governor Christie said, I read the book. What did you do? Your wife wrote the whole book.
No.
That's why I supervised it.
I love this. Don't play. There's little advice, and it's very, very funny. Like, don't place your drink on someone's wooden table. We all do that, but you can't. You should never do that. It will always leave that little ring there, right?
Probably not a great idea. Here's one of my favorite. You go, you come to my house, and I say, don't bring anything. Bring something.
Yeah.
You know, like, or you call them and say, what should I bring? Now I got to pick my own gift. Here's one for you. You bring a bottle of wine to my house, and then 5 minutes later, you ask me to open your bottle of wine. So now it's no longer a gift. It's your bottle of wine. You want to drink at my house.
With a chore for you.
Don't drink out of the stir stick.
Now, have you seen that?
Yes,
you know,
we
you go to a bar, they give you that little teeny stir stick. That is not a straw. Do you have to put a sign on that? It's like a mixing stick, a swirl stick. And you watch these like 400-pound or 300-pound muscle people to drink it out of a straw. It's not a straw. They shouldn't even allow it.
This is good advice. This is from John Bradbeck's book, Why People Don't Like You. Don't ever argue about youth sports. God bless you for bringing that up.
You ever see somebody screaming?
Oh, they get crazy,
it's a
man.
A 7-year-old contest in Little League, and they're screaming at the ref, okay? maybe at the Yankee game, fine, but not at the Little League game in Clark, New Jersey.
Yeah,
okay?
Your kid's not Derek Jeter. Like, take it easy.
Right, the umpire's volunteering and getting paid
$30. Right, getting screamed at. He's getting $20 to do the game. He's getting yelled at.
Here's another one. If you went to an Ivy League school, don't bring it up in every conversation. You ever go, you know, how you doing? I go, well, I just got back with my roommate with Princeton. I said, you went to Princeton 37 years ago. Oh, right. So, you know, I appreciate you went to Harvard, Yale. Okay, no offense to people who went there. But, you know, let me figure it out as opposed to you tell me every 20 you're wearing your Yale sweatshirt. Okay, fine. None of us got in there. That's
you,
why.
What you know, you, I'm smart. You're just not. It's like that, you know. Don't say, here's some advice from Mr. Bradbeck. Don't say sorry to interrupt if you are interrupting for no real reason. That's a good idea.
Unless there's a fire.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
then you can interrupt.
Let's say that.
The other thing is, here's one you see. You ever see a husband and wife and they're having a discussion? And he says, and the husband goes, well, last Tuesday at 3 o'clock, he goes, she said, I think it was 4 o'clock. And now they argue over it's 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Yeah. Do not discuss minor details that are unimportant with the other person and argue over it. Nobody cares.
It's so embarrassing.
We're going to underline that section.
This is for Al. This is the book from Judd Brabick. This is a fun read and some great advice. Why people don't like
can
you.
Do
this
one
is. This is, yes,
the
please.
People who back up when they miss their exit on the turnpike. You miss the exit. It's about 4 miles down. That's about 4 minutes, okay? And it may save your life. They're genius.
That's right.
Why do they do that? Why do people rush into an elevator thinking nobody's coming out? This is not the maiden voyage of the elevator. There could be something in the somebody in the elevator.
Wait till you go down our elevator when you leave. That happens every single
day. So here, this is for Al. Grudges are a complete waste of time, and they consume energy needed to be successful.
Yeah. And?
get over it.
I'm over it. It doesn't affect my life. That's why I don't let my sister bother me.
Don't tell people they look tired unless you're their mother or their doctor.
This whole book should be dedicated to
that. Yeah, really. You want to sign my copy?
Yeah, absolutely.
He says the same thing. I walk in there and they go. Somebody said this to me. I was picking up the kids, running around crazy, and I'm going one kid, then another kid, another school, another kid. I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. So then one lady goes, "You look tired." I am tired. I'm exhausted. I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, you don't tell them.
I'm going to get him a sign made that just says it looks tired.
Basically, they're telling you look bad.
I know. I look tired.
You might as well say you look bright.
It's tough to take it as a compliment.
I got one other at the YMCA in the morning when you come over and talk to me about politics. Wrap yourself in a towel. Yeah. There's always a guy. It's always the older people. They come over and they go like, "Can I talk to you about that marijuana legislation?" I said, "You can. First, go over there and grab yourself those white things. Those are included. They're free. Wrap yourself up, and we'll have a long conversation." And it's never young people. It's always
right.
Guy who's about 90.
But at least you'll talk to them. Mayor de Blasio chases them out of the Y in Brooklyn. Yeah. So that's,
no.
You know.
But it's so true, John. Why you're a real scratch golfer. You're a great golfer.
No,
but,
I don't think.
No, you are. Aren't you?
Oh yeah. No, not that good. I'm okay.
But
I
you play it. You're always.
Yeah, I play all the time.
I hear John Bramnick's at Baltusrol. You're at the Echo Lake thing with Vic Richel, hanging around playing the golf. You're with all the guys playing some games.
Most of the time, raising money. Or telling jokes.
But why do people walk over you
with you. I mean, is it me? Is it like, I don't want to be naked in the locker room. I feel very uncomfortable there. Maybe I'm inferior, but don't put the towel on. Is that too much to ask? Is there?
It must be.
Can you put a sign up in the locker room?
Yeah, I don't think they'd follow it. See, it's like the people who need this book aren't buying it.
Yeah.
It's the same people. That person walking around in a birthday suit at the YMCA is not going to get. Somehow they were told working around's okay.
Five boroughs, listen. Don't place your hand on the rim of my cup.
Lesson learned.
Boom. Yes. Boom, just like that.
Have you ever seen that in a diner? Walk in, they take their hand, they put it over the top of the cup, right the area that you're drinking from. Where did you learn how to be a waitress or a waiter? Well, I don't understand.
That's a very Bayonne thing. They do that out there in Bayonne.
I just don't get that.
No, this is funny too, John.
They don't save seats at the pool. That's the other thing. They get there at 6 in the morning, and they throw towels on it, and then they don't show up until 11. Then they leave for lunch for 2 hours. Their towels are still there.
Come to the community pool at Clark.
Just knock the towels off. Yeah. I don't see no towel. I don't know.
This is where I'm guilty, too. But I've learned to do this. If you have to look at your phone, apologize before you do it. That's great. Did you mind if I check my phone for a second? That's good etiquette.
Well, how many times you're sitting across? Here's another one. You get to a restaurant, and you're out for dinner with people. The first thing they do, they grab the menu, and they start studying the menu. Remember, we came out for dinner with each other, not the menu. Mm-hmm. So don't grab the menu. And also, if you're there first, take the worst seat. Like if there's a seat overlooking the lake, right?
Yeah.
And there's one looking back in the restaurant, take the one looking back in the restaurant.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I think so.
Just to be polite.
First of all, I violate every one of these.
So, no.
I'm just making a suggestion for other people.
To get him in here, we had to get him to put a towel on. Yeah. My goodness.
But look at that. Don't be the person who always brings up politics and religion at parties. I'm guilty at that. You start talking about stuff like you get it all the time as a politician. You go, hey, John, what about this? What about that?
One last one. How about this?
What's that?
The only people who care about your success is your mother and father. Like people are telling you, and the other thing, there is one small group of people we should tax, okay? And I'm against any new taxes. The people brag about all they got. You know, I got boats and I got houses and I got cars and I got all this stuff like this. Guess what? If you brag, let's put a little tax on them.
That's so true. A tax on people are bragging.
We'll call it the big shot.
So I got what we're going to do. Yeah. This is the minority leader in the assembly. This is a very powerful man. And I, in my opinion, the most powerful guy in New Jersey is right here. And he's a good friend and he's a great guy. So governorship coming up. People aren't happy with Governor Murphy. But by the way, due respect to Governor Murphy. Nice guy. I don't know that there's a nicer guy than Governor Murphy.
Very nice guy.
But if you want to go up against taxation and all the legalization of marijuana, which we don't understand as parents, at least I'm speaking for myself. So are you going to run for Governor John Bramnick? Are you definitely in?
Well, you know I'm running for my seat in November this year. So clearly, you can't make any decision until you win your assembly seat.
And that's in November?
That's in November. And then after that election, mm-hmm. the gubernatorial election is 2 years out from then, which gives you plenty of time to find a gubernatorial candidate like Joe Piscopo. See, it's perfect. If you get the Piscopo Bramnick team, right? You think about that. Instead of going to a boring rally, you go to a comedy song extravaganza. We win. Hands down. No question. You can make anybody like this. You want to go listen to a political speech? No. You want to see Piscopo do some entertaining? Yeah. So I'll tell you, we kill it in New Jersey.
You think we can do it? Huh?
Good point.
And you could write songs related to the high taxes.
Yeah.
And people would love it.
Yeah.
As opposed to the typical political speak where you don't know what the people are talking about.
Also, we have the answers. There's so many things about creating revenue, cutting spending, working indeed with the unions. I always said that you shouldn't tax the first responders, John. I was thinking of the police, the firefighters, even the teachers, the first responders. Maybe they don't pay a state income tax, and then we can negotiate the union deals a little bit better with that caveat up front like that. But if you go in, if you run, and they say, Joe, you got to run for governor. We're so busy here at the radio station. We're about to take it up a notch, and we're doing some great things. If you go in, if I was the lieutenant governor and like kind of an ambassador, I'm just putting this out, and then maybe could I keep my job and not take a salary? Is that allowed in the state of New Jersey?
Well, what we would do is we'd amend the statute,
right?
And we'll get the votes in the Assembly and the Senate.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Murphy's going to sign that bill. And what we'll do is we'll make the lieutenant governor a part-time job, right? With a minimum salary, like we are.
Well, I wouldn't take a salary.
Okay, fine. That's perfect. Well, lieutenant governor gets paid nothing, and you can work at your leisure or work here, and we'll kill it. Are you kidding?
Come on, Don. Frankie, we got our political expert right there.
I mean, I think it'd be great. I urge you to do the same thing in 2017.
Because
I think it'd be great.
We got a break, but John, I got to tell you, I love you as a friend. I've seen you work down there in the assembly, and you're masterful at it because it comes from your heart. It's not let's make a deal or anything like that. I know you're willing to work with everybody like that. So if you ever took that top job, and anything could happen in 2 years, anything could happen. Think about it. We could rip it up. We could go out. And instead of doing like campaign stops, you're right, we'll do like shows.
Anything but
bring a band?
Normal rhetoric that you hear in politics is a winner. That's one of the reasons, you know, Trump won. Because he sounded different than every politician on the stage or a lot of people on the stage. I can guarantee that Joe Piscopo will not sound like the average politician. People don't like politicians, and I understand why.
And John Bramnick is right here. The name of the book, I have so many questions. Frankie gave me some great questions. We got a break, though. Legalization of marijuana, I'm so against it.
I voted no very simply, and here's why. Because I'm not going to endorse another drug. We got so many problems with drugs and alcohol.
Thank you.
Look, you can talk about marijuana all you want. I'm not putting my fingerprints on it based on what I'm seeing. And look, I don't want people to go to jail. I don't want people to have criminal records. But I certainly don't want to endorse it.
Yeah, there's John Bramnick right there. He's the leader in the assembly on the GOP side. Here's the name of the book. It's right there. You got to check this book out. This is actually very funny, Johnny. Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick right there. Boom. You don't want to miss that. Thank you, Mr. Leader. Great to have you with us.
Thank you,
John.
Man.
Great to have
Thanks
you with so us. Much. Hey, Debbie's out there, 920 right there. Oh, Debbie Duhaime, Michael's sister. How about that?
I love her. I just love her. I just sent her picture to Mike when I was watching this show, the YouTube show.
Yeah.
I just sent it. She's fabulous.
Debbie owns it. She owns the roads.
Where is she? Oh, hi, John.
No.
John's I'm here. Hi, John.
She's at the traffic center right there. It would cost too much to bring her in,
she's
right, Deb?
So traffic center. I thought she was in a car driving.
No, there she is.
Oh, there she is.
Hi.
I thought they stand outside the Holland Tunnel and ask people, "How's it going back there?" Like the squeegee guys. Where were you? I was at Route 4. How's it going? I don't know. It was 20 minutes ago. All right, that's okay. We'll tell people. Which is the best lane? I don't know. Left lane, I guess.
I gotta let John do the traffic. This is great.
Oh, I could do the traffic. Fabulous. I do it at 3. I want to be the traffic person at 3 in the morning. So like this, everything's looking good. I'm gonna grab another cup of coffee and I'll be back in 20 minutes.
That's the best time, definitely.
Yeah. You don't get paid to be the traffic reporter at 3 in the morning.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Debbie, looking out for
too
us.
Too dark. I couldn't see anything.
I have no idea what's happening.
There's a yellow light in Brooklyn. It's flashing.
This is great. Why not?
Oh, I've got to get that book, too. It sounds fabulous.
It is good. 922. Deb, how we doing out there in New York?
Joe, let's see what's happening out here. First of all, if you're taking a ride, the 684 South is busy getting down toward Exit 4 in Bedford. That's some ongoing construction. The Cross County West at the Bronx River Parkway into Mount Vernon, an accident over there. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you this morning as you take a ride to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. Still waiting about 15 minutes getting into town. Holland, about 20 to 25. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you head over to 80 eastbound, the ramp at exit 60 into Elmwood Park. It's an overturned tractor trailer. 202 remains blocked in Lincoln Park, getting out toward Comley Road. Problem here is an accident with some down wires. And heading to the eastbound belt at Flatbush Ave, an accident just about cleared. Taking a ride to the Jackie Robinson East at Kew Gardens, a collision sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Sunny today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder likes the president's plan for illegal immigrants.
You're the one who says that illegal aliens provide all sorts of talent and diversity and economic prosperity to a community. Why should you refer to what President Trump is doing as dumping? He is actually providing access and allowing you to welcome even more visitors to your city where they can enjoy sanctuary status.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Got it. Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Okay, everybody, I want to remind you about our old group, actually ouroldnumber.com. If you are attached to your home phone number, as many people are, and you would like to get calls there on your cell phone or your family members to get calls on their cell phones, there's finally something out there. It's called ouroldnumber.com. It's a very important thing for a lot of people because you want to keep that phone number alive. And by the way, they also have ways to block robo sales calls and so on. No equipment or internet connection required. It's only $25 to set up and $9.99 a month. No long-term contracts either. That's ouroldnumber.com, or give their friendly U.S.-based support team a call at 800-774-0530, 774-0530, 800 number. That's ouroldnumber.com.
Imagine your increase in sales with your website at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness with ideas to dramatically grow your profits. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Madness in the studio.
Oh, my gosh, what a day. Hey, it's all good and great to have you. He's a very funny guy, Assembly Leader Brown.
Absolutely.
Had a great sense of humor.
Great guy.
And people, the book is funny. And that's all about Jersey, man. I love that.
And he loves Clark. So that's,
he does. He's a true Jersey guy. I'm telling you. Hey, 9:26 with Piscopo. And thanks for letting us have some fun this morning. I want to tell you about my friend Steve Perillo. Can I say something? Eileen's coming in. We're going to have a Sunday dinner at the Perillo's.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, I am going. And I'm proud. That is an honor for me. The Perillo family. This is a legendary name, not only just in travel. Everyone knows Mario Perillo. Everyone knows Steve Perillo. But just the Italian-American connection to the Italian-American community. Plus, they go to Hawaii, too. Don't forget about that. But Perillo Tours has been operating for 74 years. You believe that? Steve represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. And why choose Perillo? I could tell you. You hear me tell you why you should choose Perillo every morning to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy. But why not listen to some folks who have lived it?
The service and the quality of everything with Perillo, as well as Italy itself. No book can describe it. No pictures can describe it. It is just breathtaking.
Talk to someone that's been on a Perillo tour. I guarantee that they will say that is the only way to go. Perillo has provided every convenience that I could want.
Perillo Tours does everything. They arrange the details. You don't have to lift a finger. They do everything.
It's so true. Be one of the first 10 people to request a Perillo Tours brochure today and receive a bottle of Botticelli Premium Quality Italian Extra Virgin Olive Oil. Limit one per household, please. Call 888-PERILLO. Janice and the great team, Steve's great team in Jersey, are standing by for you now to call 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Dino Paul Crocetti.
Oh, we love, listen to this voice. Listen to this. He's got the smoothest voice of anyone.
Down each avenue or via street or strada, you can see him disappearing two by two.
Coolest cat in the world, right?
On an evening in Roma.
Dean Martin with Joe Piscopo, 928 on the radio.
His daughter is singing next week at Lorenzo's.
She does a great show. Yep. She is a dear friend. Dina Martin does a great show. I've performed with her many times. Matter of fact, a mutual friend of John Bramnick and mine, Mike Marino, goes out with her. He's a very funny guy. He's the bad boy of New Jersey, they call Mike Marino. Very funny. And Dina Martin at Lorenzo's this weekend.
Next week.
Next one? Yeah, yeah. Got to check that out. Mm-hmm. Check that out. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, tell me about, before we break, and then I get nervous when I leave. Fisher's coming in with the.
What are you nervous about?
She's tired. I don't know. It's just like she wants to set me up, and it's like, you know, no setup. Everything. If it happens, it happens. Am I right or wrong?
You want it to
right
happen
or wrong?
You want it to
right
happen organically?
Wrong. I'm the head of this family. Am I right or wrong?
You want it to happen organically. And yes, you are the head of this family.
You know, so
Godfather 3.
Right. Yeah.
Well, which only Joe and I saw.
Why are you and I the only people that like Godfather 3?
You know what? It's one of those things, like, not when you were on the show, but there was a time when Saturday Night Live was not very good.
No.
And then it became such a thing to talk about how not good Saturday Night Live was. People weren't even seeing the show, and they would talk. Just to be... Martin Short used to do a whole bit about this. It became very hip.
Martin Short did a bit about
this? Yeah, it became very hip to talk about how unhip the show was.
Yeah.
With Godfather 3, it's the exact same thing. You have all these people that maybe never even saw the movie, but know that to fit in with the crowd that they're in, they have to bash Godfather 3.
I enjoyed watching it. I did everything about it. I mean, it was Andy Garcia, right?
Yeah. George Hamilton.
George Hamilton was great in that movie, man.
You know what?
And Immobiliare.
Yeah.
That whole story.
Excuse me.
Don Novella. Father Guido Sarducci was in that movie.
So it's still... I love the story. I love Eli Wallach's performance. I love how...
Blessed be the peacemaker.
I love how, you know, it kind of comes full circle with Don Tomasino in Godfather 3.
I thought it was well written.
I love the story. Look, Sofia Coppola's performance, it's not great. It's not great.
But don't get crazy about it.
Exactly.
And she got the last laugh with Lost in Translation. Exactly. Boom.
But look, first of all, the music is great.
Yeah.
With the exception of that one performance I just mentioned, the acting is outstanding. The story is wonderful. And the dialogue, as evidenced by the fact that you're still quoting it 27 years later, is outstanding. It's filled with
quotable lines.
Isn't
that just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in?
That's some Godfather 3. Exactly.
People forget. Como se dice in America, ace in the hole. Isn't that from...
exactly.
Isn't that from
Godfather 3? Godfather
3. Sad that I
know this. How about Joe Mantegna in that picture?
Oh, of course, Joe! Zaza! Zaza!
I know I upset a lot of people when I say this. That's why I'm so glad that you're such an eager co-conspirator in this. But honestly, Godfather 3, it's not nearly as good as the first two, but it's nowhere near as bad as everyone says it is.
Agreed. I hate to say it, but it's so very true. Sorry for getting off on that. I was going to ask you about 9:31 before Eileen comes in. The Kate Smith situation.
Oh.
Now, the Yankees are doing away with Kate Smith. And now, I can't believe the Flyers, man. That was it since like 1971,
Albert?
Yeah,
but since 1986, they had the statue and they started playing the song for Kate, God Bless America with Kate Smith. But for me, I, as a Flyers fan, I'm actually happy that they're not going to play the song anymore and that they got rid of the statue because, to me, it represents the old regime. It represents the old ownership. I want to see them move forward here. Yeah. I think there's a hex on that team and why they can't win the Stanley Cup. Maybe this is the impetus that will move them along. Now, do I think they should have gotten rid of the song? No, I think it's ridiculous. There's nothing racist about what Kate Smith has done. If you look at all the things that she has done in her career.
I know we got to break. How did it get started?
I'm not sure. I've been researching it. It's not clear what was the beginning.
All of a sudden, she sang this song.
Need
that
to
was
take
a...
her statue down like she's Saddam Hussein Robert E. Lee.
Exactly.
But in Wildwood, New Jersey,
that's the story I'm going to do next.
Yeah, that's what Joe was bringing up. So it's worth more than 30 seconds of discussion. In Wildwood, New Jersey, they're still going to continue to play God Bless America in spite of all this. But the Yankees, they're done with her. The Flyers, they're done with her. And, you know, I had to buy some Yankee tickets yesterday for an upcoming game. I've never
had... Best $5,000 you ever
spent. Exactly. I've never had such a tough time paying for Yankee tickets as I did in the post-Kate Smith era. It's disgusting.
Yeah, all right. That's Frankie Five Boroughs, Piscopo in the morning. You know, we're going to have the relationship expert, Eileen Fisher, is going to join us momentarily. Anything could happen during the next half hour on AM 970, The Answer with Piscopo. Big Al standing by with the headline news, live and local. AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 934. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As we just talked about, the mayor of one South Jersey community says they have no plans to stop using the music of Kate Smith. Wildwood Mayor Ernie Troiano announced yesterday while appearing on a local Philadelphia radio program he won't be removing Smith's rendition of God Bless America from the city's boardwalk playlist. The Philadelphia Flyers and New York Yankees have dropped the song's use after lyrics of hers from the 1930s have been recently deemed racially insensitive. Smith's version of the song has been traditionally played daily on the boardwalk at 11 a.m. during the summer months. And people on Staten Island with ties to Sri Lanka are heartbroken over the Easter Sunday bombings. They gathered at St. Albert's Church Adalbert's Church in Elm Park last night to mourn those who were killed. A mass was delivered by a Sri Lankan reverend. Officials say over 300 people have died in the explosions, which were carried out by suicide bombers. Sri Lanka has declared April 23rd as a national day of mourning. In sports, Gio Urshela singled in the go-ahead run as the Yankees beat the Angels 4-3 in 14 innings in Anaheim. Mets beat the Phillies 5-1. Steven Matz throwing six innings of one-run ball. And the Amazons getting good news on ace Jacob deGrom. An MRI on his sore right elbow came back negative. The reigning NL Cy Young winner threw a 30-pitch bullpen on Monday. And barring any setbacks, deGrom will start Friday against Milwaukee. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Over on the Staten Island Expressway, slowing down in both directions at Clove Road. It's ongoing emergency pothole repair. Let's go out to the island, see what's happening here. As you take it out to the Southern State Parkway westbound, traffic building getting right out toward the Meadowbrook. And we're still seeing some slowdowns as you head to the eastbound belt at Flatbush Ave with an accident cleared out of the way. Prepare for some delays as well on the southbound Van Wyck, still jammed up, getting down toward Liberty Avenue. Inbound GWB looks fine. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Okay, Holland only 5 minutes in. 80 East, the rapid exit 60 in Elmwood Park. Watch out for an overturned tractor trailer. 202 is still closed in Lincoln Park with a collision. 78 westbound, exit 44 into Berkeley Heights. That's an accident as well. And we're still seeing some slowdowns as you head to the Cross County West right at the Bronx River Parkway in Mount Vernon with an accident being cleared. Sunny today, high of 76. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Kronos. Kronos, providing HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support, motivate, and engage them. Learn more about Kronos HR, payroll, talent, and time at kronos.com/HR swagger.
You know, I'm proud to tell you about this, that there's someone that I know that wants to stay anonymous, but this is a great thing that I'm telling you about. When I tell you about the Gold Shield, this is something that's going to change the country on two vital issues, veteran suicide and cancer, right? And let's take veteran suicide for a moment. It's shocking. When you think about it, right, you know how supportive I am of the United States military, you know? What if I told you that since 9/11, we have lost over 6,000 of our military? And it's worse than that. We've lost over 140,000. Because they were killed there, then they come home to die, they take their own lives, you know? Now, that's over double the loss of Vietnam. And then you talk about cancer. I know cancer. So many people I know, especially this month alone, I lost two very dear friends from cancer. Me, you know, hear about Al, as survivors that we are, we can't allow this to destroy our lives anymore. So if we don't act now, it'll go on forever. You can't trust the government. You hear me telling you that all the time. Where does our tax money go? To go to cure cancer? To stop veteran suicide? No. That's why the funding is here, and it's through Gold Shield. It's that simple. If you're a business, large or small, become a Gold Shield member. If you're a consumer, shop where you see the Gold Shield. This is going to be the biggest thing in the country, I'm telling you. The Gold Shield. Please start here, thegoldshield.us. Just like that, thegoldshield.us. Call 888-526-9111, and you'll see what this is all about. 888-526-9111. Finally, we have something to address this issue, the Gold Shield.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-603-7886. That's 800-603-7886. 800-603-7886. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, it's getting warm in the studio already. Hey, I am proud to announce that my friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center, these are my buddies, they have a brand new center dedicated to women. It is called the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation. They recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. There's even a breast navigator available to help guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center, and my buddy Vic Richard told me about this early on. They're very, very excited about this at Trinitas. State-of-the-art center staffed with full complement of breast health specialists that feature the latest technology. And most importantly, it's a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through the doors. And I know the staff personally at Trinitas, and I'm proud to tell you about Trinitas. And I know that their high level of caring and compassion is behind this new center, as it is for every service Trinitas offers. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit the website. It's TrinitasRMC.org, TrinitasRMC.org. Nurses Week is the week of May 6th, and we're doing a special broadcast, get ready for this, on Wednesday, May 8th, live from the Trinitas Regional Medical Center. I'm going to be down there. Then we're going to be right in the lobby in Elizabeth, New Jersey. The whole team will be there. Frankie's going to be there. Albert showing up. Debbie's there. Plus Mr. Mike Lindell live in person at Trinitas. This is May 6th. We'll stay on this. You don't want to miss this, and I'd love to see you there. If you're in the area, please drop by as we celebrate the wonderful things they are doing over at Trinitas.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
There you go.
Just the two of us. You hear this song?
Just the two of us.
It's just me and you, I mean.
Building castles in the sky.
So, how are you?
I don't know. Tell me how I am.
Oh, you're great.
You're great.
Hi. You're great, lady. Lady, you're just so great. Eileen, welcome back to the show.
Love it here.
Are you kidding me? It's nice to have you. I get nervous when you come in. I don't know why I get nervous. I'm like a little kid, but it's nice to have you.
Paper
thank
down.
You.
Look at
thank
hi,
you. Hi,
hi,
lady. Lady, you look
I love
great.
That.
Thanks. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. I'm having I feel like a man right now. I'm having a rough woman time.
What happened now? Whoa.
You know,
Let me help you. I can help you, you mean?
Do you hear that, Frank?
Yeah.
Joe's a giver.
That's a loaded answer.
No, I understand why men hire me now on even more. I was telling Frank even that, like, I meet women everywhere, and I would feel great if I was single and a matchmaker said, hey, I have somebody for you. Mm. I'd be so excited to follow up. If I told you how many women don't follow up, it's horrible.
So when you go and you find a woman,
yes,
and Elaine Fisher is a matchmaker, professional, where do we find you, first of all?
Elite Connections.
Elite Connections.
Yes.
I like that.
But we still haven't hooked you know who up.
Well, because, like, you know,
too many. Yeah, if you saw the DMs I get after this, you guys would laugh. Wait a minute. Isn't he dating Stacey? Wait a minute. Isn't he dating Connie? Wait a minute. Eileen, are you dating him?
Connie.
Wow, great photo of you and Joe. You two should date. You have to see all the DMs I get after
sure.
this show.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, my God. I'm always posting everything with
us. Yeah, I don't have time to. And walk me through this. So you're a relationship expert. You get a guy like myself, who my life is my children and then the work. Mm-hmm. So, and then I take care of the family and with mom, you know. And so it's always running around. I don't have time like to have a dinner, and any woman certainly deserves.
Yes.
Let's sit down. Let's have a dinner. I don't have time for it. I need someone to kind of go hit the ground running with me, you know?
I told you I want to be your wing woman.
Yeah.
He won't let me go. Frank, Al, do something. I want to be his wing woman,
you know,
one night.
Joe doesn't really socialize, though. He just works. He goes from working at a radio show to working as a live performer to working at a charity event to then driving his kids around to sporting events to then, you know, having to do a client dinner.
So I got it. You need to set up Joe driving his kids to an event and then have a fake accident happen and he gets out and then you meet the person and there you go.
Or with the bus monitor.
Right.
She has to be good for him.
Exactly.
You know, at the school.
You see what Frank said on the notes, right?
Yes.
And that, you know what happens? So this is what happens in my life. Is last 10 years, because of the divorce and me being the safety net for the children, I would end up with somebody. Not end up. I wanted to be with somebody who was helping me. So I'd be with that person who's helping. Not fair to the woman.
No.
You know? And because the relationship is just on all of that anxiety and all that pressure and all the responsibilities, and there's no real romance. So, but that's what I always end up with, somebody who's helping me, and then I get involved. And then
that's
you know.
Why you need me to go out with you, and I have to go get the women to you, the right women, the women who are worth it. I told you, hey, listen, when I told you my age, you got scared. Did everyone see that last time?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You
know.
Did.
You are ageless. You are ageless and beautiful.
Oh, that's because he felt bad.
No. Maybe you could take him out after the show today.
I want to take him out. How many times do I say, you guys, arrange a night? Let me do it for him.
Well, how about a mid-morning? How about 10:30 this morning?
Yeah, that's like
there's
late
no
for me.
There's no one out now, Frank.
No, but this is a perfect example. So let's say you weren't married.
Okay.
Let's pretend you weren't married. You're the one, you're on camera, wasn't you? So then I would say, and forgive me. By the way,
should I play for that? If you
want to hear.
Style?
Wait, if we're pretending again, I was going to do that. Where are we going?
If you want any substance, Wayne Cabot's still on the air. But anyway, I said, because we're going to have some fun here. I'll say, so after the show, I would say, let's go have a drink or something like that. Anyway, but, you know, I can't because I am locked on a lunch with some dear friend's business that I have to go to. This is a perfect example because the opportunities are there, but bang, I'm always busy.
Nah, you can always make time. Look, I'm busy and I call Frank, can I come on? I make time. He's like, can you do this? I'm like, yes, that time. Because first of all, I love you guys. But second of all, I make
back.
The time for it.
Elite
you have to make the time.
Hey.
You have to make the time. Hi. However, I do think women are really impossible right now.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I do. I'm very upset right now.
That makes me feel better. That makes
me
feel better.
And my male clients, I do tell them I feel bad. I meet a woman in the dressing room. I'm naked and I go running over. Are you single? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, I'm a matchmaker. First, I throw on some clothes, you know, of course. And then I say, I have a guy, and they don't follow up. Frank's like,
not like the gym. Not like the gym.
Marano had 7 lines to come out over the last 3 minutes. He had it. And I can see it in his eyes. He's going to say something to stoke the fire and be a wise guy. You're being very respectful.
Thank you.
Very good. Very,
very
good,
skilled
good.
Matchmaker.
Very good. Yeah. No, but you're right. So it's the women don't. You go to them. You go, look, I got this great guy.
Yes.
And then what do they want? What do the women want?
You know, I'm at a loss right now. I really am because they aren't showing up, or when then they are, then they're really difficult, or that they're. It's very sad to say this as a woman, but it's a man's world. And
but do you think that they're not being genuine with you as to what they're looking for in a man?
I think I think that women don't realize there is so many, like I get phone calls. I'm 30, I'm beautiful, I'm successful. I get like 20 of those a week. And the competition is
fierce.
And
they're not 30. They're not successful.
Maybe. Right, no, just, right. And they're not a size 2, which I don't care if you're a size whatever you are, whatever.
But do they tell you something different than what they are? They really do kind
often,
of make it.
Often. Oh, my God. Oh, that's really? Why I hate apps. Do you know how many times a woman comes to me? I'm like, your picture is from 2 years ago.
Oh,
and they'll walk in and I'll say it because my doormen are in on it. And I always say, do they look like this photo? Because there's no way they do. There's no way.
Wow.
And if you put on 10 pounds, no problem. Or if your hair is shorter, no problem.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Why do you want to shock a guy in front of you? Like, you guys know what I look like. You want everyone to, you want a man to sit in front of you and know exactly who you are. But women these days, oh my God. And then I'll show them someone. They're like, well, it wasn't really what I wanted. Who the hell knows what they want?
Look at you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I have no idea what I want.
Right. That's why I have to go out with him and show him a nice woman.
I agree.
Well, he doesn't want me anymore because I dyed my hair.
I think you look adorable.
Thank you.
With the shirt, I think you got to watch the clashing of the colors.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know.
Yeah.
She said it. Yeah. I like the purple.
No, there's even purple on the socks.
Oh, boy. Nice. What about the underwear?
No. I had to think about that for a second. No.
You are wearing underwear.
Yes, of course I am.
Please.
She said underwear, you said no.
Please.
Oh, the color.
You like the green? Look at the green socks.
I was going to say, you're very green today. How come?
I don't know. I just felt like we're...
We're on
TV, so I said, let me get a little something different. So I wear green because I have every color suit possible.
Spring.
Frank knows.
Absolutely. Spring. You're celebrating spring. Yeah. The grass is growing.
We're like Easter eggs, me and Al.
Time out. Check out the eyes, though, with the green. Everyone... Today's a good day for you to meet a woman. Your eyes are more green because your suit. Ooh. So now you just got to bat your eyes a little bit more.
I think so.
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah.
Okay. It's it, though. So, okay. Well, it's like people always go, like, I see sometimes Carol Alt as a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
So she goes, and that, of course, hit the New York Post. That was all the, you know, rumors of Carol and Joe together like that. And, you know, Carol, she's a supermodel. Maybe it's this an inferiority complex with myself toward women. That could be it, right?
Well, if you listen to the first line you say, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, right away you say, well, I don't have time. Well, all the women I've been with, well, it's negative.
Yeah. So I should say.
Who wants a negative
person? So I meet a girl, I go, you are so lucky that I'm in your presence. Is that cool? Is that a good line?
I don't think you should say it, but I think you should show it. Like, I hate when a woman walks with her shoulders down.
Oh, good, good, good.
I tell everyone, walk with your shoulders back.
Yeah.
You should always walk with feeling secure and good. Even if you're not, you should still feel that way.
Own it.
Yeah. That's right. But honestly, women right now in the spring, it's a man's game right now in the spring. My tips on all my Instagram, I took my sunglasses off. Look around. There are wonderful people out there, crazy people too. But, you know, did you see the post? This man is offering money for his mother. Did you see that article, anybody? It was on the news. This man is offering, like, for the best matchmaker to match his mother.
Wow.
Okay, because he said apps suck. Yeah, you're right, apps suck. But it's showing how hard it is to meet someone. Now we have a son trying to pay for his mother. I mean, think about that.
This is Eileen Fisher, Elite Hookups. What's it called?
That's what Joe does, everyone, okay? Because he doesn't make time.
Oh, my goodness.
Elite connections, okay? Wait till you guys see my DMs on Heart Match Me later about Joe and I. No, you guys should see him. You guys would love me here for those reasons.
Romance. What is
it
called?
You guys are funny. You guys are easy in how I bring the other people in.
Elite connection.
Elite connection.
Elite.
Elite.
Hello.
Elite.
Hello, elite connection.
As he's getting closer, he's still like now it. It's like elite hookup because when he's closer. What is it now?
Elite Freudian.
Stay tuned. Call Elite Connections. 877-970-2999. Hey, I mean, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Can I call you sweetheart? I love you guys.
Is it okay to say sweetheart?
Yes.
God, I don't know. And that's
he
a whole other
so
thing.
Nervous.
Well, it's because I'm politically correct. You can't say anything, darling.
I'm asking you to take me out with you.
All right. Oh, Debbie, I mean, how do I not take
Hi,
that
Debbie.
Offer?
You say yes. Hi, Eileen. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Joe can't say no. He can't be negative, right? He's got to just say, sure, let's go.
Absolutely.
You got it.
Debbie,
go for it, Joe.
Debbie, you got it, girl. You know I will. Deb's on the roads right now on AM 970 The Answer. Hello. Hello. Traffic. Anybody?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Eileen. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here on the Cross County. Cross County West into the Bronx River Parkway. That's an accident, so watch for a delay there. Myers Corners Road into Wappingers Falls. Reports of an accident with injuries there. Tappan Zee Bridge is moving along okay. Inbound GWB looks okay. Inbound, outbound, it's construction on the lower level. Link Lincoln looks fine. Holland looks okay now, too. If you're heading to 80 East, that ramp at exit 60 into Elmwood Park, an overturned tractor trailer, so watch for slowdowns. Heading to Route 4, that's Broadway and Fairlawn, some ongoing police department activity. 202 is blocked in Lincoln Park. It's an accident with down wires. They cleaned up an accident on 78 West in Berkeley Heights, and we're still seeing some slowdowns as you take a ride over to the Belt Parkway westbound, getting out toward Cross Bay Boulevard. That's some ongoing road work there. Southern State eastbound at Peninsula Boulevard, an accident working, and watch for some delays westbound at Southern State into Central Ave and Valley Stream with another collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. That's the smart way to buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable. Every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny today. It'll be breezy and warmer this afternoon, high 76. It'll cloud up tonight and remain mild with a passing shower, low 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and quite nice, high 67 to 71. Thursday, sunshine mixing with clouds, high 67. AM 970, The Answer.
You're
right. We're running out of time.
I want to talk about Tweak.
Yeah.
I said, how sexy am I? We have the relationship expert, and I'm going to go, hey, I'd like to tell you about a hearing aid right now. Hey, you know why, but though, to my point, what's great about this Tweak hearing aid, I have it right here. It comes in this very nice box. This is from Dr. Dan Schumacher. And what I love about the Tweak, I'm going to show it to you right now on camera. Look how small and invisible this is. With the little buttons that you push, it's invisible. It's comfortable. It costs 85% less than when you go to an audiologist or a doctor. You know how many thousands of dollars you're going to have to spend? This is what I'm talking about. Tweak, invented by Dr. Dan Schumacher. And here's how it works. You wear your Tweak instrument over your ear like a hearing aid, and it's nearly invisible. Now, you can adjust your own hearing with Tweak with these simple little buttons that I'm holding right here, just like that, boom. Or you buy the Tweak Connect device, adjust your hearing with your iPhone to make it even more discreet, even more convenient. You never need a doctor or audiologist visit with Tweak, which saves you time and saves you money. And if your hearing is not better in 30 days, you know what? Dr. Schumacher, he'll send you your money back. You know, it's a great deal. Here's the number, 888-272-7789, or go to tweakanswer.com, 888-272-7789, or go to TWEAK.com. It's 272-7789 or tweakanswer.com.
Thank you, Al. That's it. This is good. Look at that. Look at that. So that's a piece of engineering marvel right there.
You'd and it comes in this nice looking at it.
Huh? Isn't that great like that? I'm telling you like that. So, and I speak to my boomer brothers and sisters. We listen too much. We were just saying with Eileen, there's too much rock and roll, and your hearing goes. Check out tweakanswer.com. Tweakanswer.com. Frankie, thanks.
Thank you, Joe.
I get nervous. I talk about relationships. I just get nervous. I'm like a little geeky guy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's true.
There will, organically, there will
be
an
agent. I think you like to masquerade as a geek.
You think so?
No, come on. You are literally a movie star who's been on the cover of Muscle and Fitness.
How many people can say, I was in Dead Heat with Treat Williams and Vincent Price?
That's right.
You're right. Al, I like
to
hear. Keep it. Matt Conklin, thank you. Frankie Fiberos, great show as always. Thank you.
What am I going to do? Put a wig on? Start pasting
the No. Topics, purple topics. George, thank you. Great job as always. Yuri, thank you. Matt Sambolin, thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll podcast this in about a half an hour so you can pick it up and see the insanity of a Tuesday morning with Joe Piscopo. And would you do me a big favor and go out and make it the best day ever? Because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.